Happy last day of June. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Psalm 96 in the Christian Standard Bible, and this is what it says. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Proclaim His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His wondrous works among all peoples. For the Lord is great and highly praised. He is feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His name. Bring an offering and enter His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before Him. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. He judges the people fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then all the trees of the forest will shout for joy before the Lord, for He is coming. For He is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with His faithfulness. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, You are the King of the whole earth. You're the King of our hearts. You're the King of our souls. You're the King of all nations. And one day, we will all be bowing before the name of Jesus. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation will say Jesus is Lord. And so, Lord, help us to have that picture in our mind as we pray for our lost friends and family members and loved ones. We do pray right now for those who are far from You, that You would draw them near. We pray that they would sing a new song to the Lord. And I pray that the whole world would sing this new song. I pray that You would save so many. And Lord, I know that Your desire is that none should perish, but that all would have everlasting life. And Lord, I also thank You so much that everlasting life is not just when I get to heaven. It starts right now. It started the moment I met You, this everlasting, abundant life. And we can walk in this abundance right now. Even in our trials, we can have joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so we ask for it, Lord. We ask that You would replace our mumbling with joy. We ask You would replace our troubles with joy. We ask that You would replace our outlook with joy, from negativity to a positive, kingdom-oriented mindset. Lord, we know that You are glorious among the nations, and I'm reminded of a friend of mine that traveled with me to another country, and it was her first time hearing worship of You in another language, and she wept, and she realized, as I did the first time that happened to me, was that You are real in all cultures. You make Yourself known, and You are doing some brilliant things in the Middle East right now. You are visiting people in their dreams. You are birthing a revival in a very dark place. And so, Lord, I thank You so much for Your sovereignty. I thank You so much that You are seeking and saving that which is lost, and You are doing supernatural miracles throughout the earth. Lord, help us to have that kind of faith, as a mustard seed, to believe You for big things, to not just kind of go throughout our days, but to really pray for big things. So I dare to pray for those people in my life who have been far from You their whole lives, and I pray You would bring them back. I pray right now You would bring them to You in Jesus' name. Lord, thank You for making the heavens. Thank You that You have made the earth, and thank You for Your majesty and Your holiness and Your beautiful sanctuary that is in heaven. And also the fact, I always thank You for this, but thank You that I am the sanctuary, that my body houses the Holy Spirit, and those listening today, their bodies house the Holy Spirit. Help us to realize how amazing that is. That's still so surprising to me. Lord, You are glorious. You are full of strength. You are full of renown. Your fame is great throughout the earth. Help us to be magnifiers of that fame. Help us to be singers of that fame. You reign. You have established the foundations of this earth. And even though things may shake all around us, You are the rock that we stand on. So we trust in You today. Thank You for being good. Thank You for being our Father. Thank You for pursuing our hearts when we were far from You. And thank you that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the kind of love that we need today. Thank you. Help us to preach the gospel to ourselves, to remind ourselves of your faithful love for us, and then help us to extend that faithful love to the people in our lives whom we try to love so much. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. And I hope that today is a day that you are singing. May you sing for joy at all the things that God has done in your life.